Recordings have started. You may proceed.
Thank you very much, Chuck. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is the NCSG XCOM meeting on 2nd October 2015. On the call today, we have Rafik Damak, Rudy Vandenick, Tapani Tavanin, Robin Grass. And from staff, we have myself, Maran Bakoshi. I'd like to remind all participants to please state your name before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you ever so much. Over to you, Rafik.
Thanks, Mariam, and thanks for everyone for making it for today's call. I understand that Tapani has some technical issue, but things happen. Klaus sounds that he cannot make it for today. So, as usual, for the application review, we will go with after the call. We'll send email to the EC list, and if there is no objection, so those who have all yes vote, they will be approved. And the deadline should be by next Friday, so that give 1 week for Klaus to catch up. So I think there is no objection here. Okay. Thanks, guys. So... for today, I thought that first we do an application review. We got several applications. That would be nice to get them, those members, before Dublin meeting. And I understand some of them are, how to say, they were kind of, they had to be, to fill the form, basically.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir. We can hear you, Tapani. Yes. Okay, so, and then I think after the application.
Yeah, I can't hear you at the moment, but see if we can do something about that. You hear the beeps on the background. Sorry.
Okay, Tapani. I mean, if you can join through the Adobe Connect. You know, or if you want to deal out, please, the Mariam will handle that. So after the application review, we will have, I mean, kind of a discussion item in general about membership management and to see any kind of what plan we can agree about and maybe to agree on some timeline and action. So hopefully we can fix any concern, I mean, to respond to any concern and to move forward. I hope that's a workable solution for everyone. Okay, so let's start first with application review. So please go to the spreadsheet, and we, as usual, we start first with the individuals. So please let me know if you are there. Okay. Okay. Yeah, so Mariam will write down the vote. So the first applicant, Maria Gabriela Quijón from Argentina. So I understand that probably she know about us since the Buenos Aires meeting, and she is putting as reference Mamadou, who is a member, and also Martin, who is also a member. And she put along so she can she put a description, so please take time to read, and so we can vote about that case. Okay, that was quick, Robin and Rudy. Sounds yes, yes. I think I will vote yes, but I want to hear from Tapani. Okay. Don't Tapani is living in dangerous area. Tapani, can you can you check? Okay.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, Tapani, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine, but I have no electricity still. I'm fine as long as for batteries last.
Okay, so hopefully we'll try to go quickly.
Good.
So what do you think of the first applicant?
Let me see. Who was that?
Maria Gabriela.
No, I don't have the link. Sorry, I'm trying to wake up this. Okay, found it. Okay, yeah. Yes. Yeah, I vote yes for Gabriela, and I've got the spreadsheet open finally. Yes, I did look this up in advance. Sorry. So.
Thanks, Tapani. Okay, sounds a straightforward case. Yep. I think it will be approved if there is no objection from Klaus later. Oh no. So, Manin, please take note. Say it's approved if you have the 4 years pending. The 7 days. Non-objection. Okay. So next one is what's his name? Zaid Zazai. I think he's from Afghanistan? No. Afghanistan, if I'm not mistaken. I mean, it will be our first member from Afghanistan, that's a degree. So, he attended an ICANN meeting. He's in the Arabic IDN Task Force. I think this is they are working on the what they call the, I forget what they call it, kind of rules. There are several groups, linguistic group for that, so he's involved in that. And it sounds that he attended an ICANN school in internet governance, was in Tunis in May. Unfortunately, I couldn't go there. He's referring to Henri van Dispuy, who is also an ICANN fellow and an NCSG member, the same for Zakir Said. So please take your time to check his description. Okay, I see that Robin and Rudy voted yes already. Thanks.
Yeah, yes from me as well.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Tafat. Okay. So then I think so we can consider this approved pending. We can go to the next. It's Somia Lair. From India. Okay, let's her case I think needs some checking before. Yeah. Yeah, I mean I think definitely we need to check. I mean she is talking about being associated with the GTLD registry, so probably we need to check to understand more what she means here exactly. And so we need to ask her for further information. Okay, I think that's the point made by Rudy and Robin here. So ask about her association and role with that GTLD operator, and if she is working with it, and what's her interest on NCHE. Mariam, please be, you know, I mean, please be careful about the changes here. Okay, next one is Guru Acharya, is also from India. I noticed him. I think he's involved in. He was involved in the CWG Fayana stewardship transition, and he tried to subscribe to NCHE mailing list, but that's not possible. So he received a notification and he contacted me. I explained that, you know, I find out quickly that he also apply to join NCHE. However, I don't know that more than about him. So he's saying that his policy research in field of telecom policy, internet governance. So I guess that he's maybe he's a researcher.
Is that Rafiq? Is that not the next one? Because there is quite a lot of information about the participation in the CWG. You're not confused with the second one from India, the number six?
I am in the number five.
Number it looks to me as if it is rather number six you're talking about.
No.
Based
the
on what I'm reading.
Yeah, number five. It's Guru Acharya. That's the person I saw his name in the CWG, but I don't know about the other person, directly. So we are in the row number five, Guru Acharya from India. Okay, guys, so take time. He also shared his Twitter.
Yeah, just a little concern. There's very little information here. The LinkedIn page is actually a Twitter page, and there is no website, no nothing, and the name is so common that Googling doesn't really help.
I mean, even if we check his statement of interest in, for instance, he's in the cross-community working group, I don't think we will find so much in the information.
Yeah, there are quite a lot of people by that name in Facebook and LinkedIn and so forth, so which one of them is he, if any? Principle, it sounds good, but I'd really like to something to tack him onto any kind of context.
Okay, so we can ask for... Yeah, sure. I mean, if we can act quickly, so if we need more information, so we can ask him. I think he was responsive. I mean, when he contacted me, so I think we can get quickly information. So what do you want to know more?
Well, as you were explaining, it would be good if that information could be found in his application. It's always helpful if they refer themselves to working groups or activities they have been doing in ICANN. It's not clear. It's very, very short, and it's difficult to have a reference outside this space. By LinkedIn or whatever, to see who that person is.
Okay, I mean, yes, we can ask.
I'm not objecting, I'm just trying to figure out who is that person. I've already voted yes for the next one, because there it's quite clear. And when you go to the webpage, you see also, okay, it's a student. Yeah, we need youngsters, so why not?
Yeah, but this Guru might ask him, is this a researcher? Does he work at some research institute? Any reference? Something like that, I'd like to know. You know, so it's been identifying more of the people with the same name. So any kind of reference. Researcher, where? for example, would be an obvious question to ask.
Yeah, so you will ask him more details about his background, his activity, his interest in NCH and so on. Since it's also in ICANN, he can explain more. Okay, so Mariam, please take note.
Even his Twitter account is blocked. You cannot see what information you can find on.
Okay. Sounds he's a man of mystery. Okay. Yeah, I mean, in any case, if we are kind of, we have always, I mean, with now our current process, we always have that opportunity to ask applicant if we feel that it's needed. So. Okay, so this needs more further information, reference about the research, background, and so on. Somebody please take note. The next is Rishabh Dara from India. So it's a scholar, internet governance. She's interested, interested in data stewardship transition, and she or he mentioning several NCHG member from India, Pranish, Jyoti from CIS, and Arun, and I think that's the LinkedIn, and I think, guys, you quickly voted yes, so that's quite straightforward. So yes, it's approved, pending no objection. Okay, the next. Next, Ilza Saade from Lebanon. I know her in person. She was one of my student in online training by Diplo Foundation and HIVOS. So as you can see in the description, she's working with the Gulf Center for Human Rights, and this means that she's working with activists and civil, activists in Gulf countries and also in Syria, Iraq, and so on. And so she has also interest on internet governance, joining ISOC Lebanon chapter, and yeah, she put several several reasons. Okay. I see that Robin and Rudy already voted yes. So then maybe waiting for Tapani here.
I already can vote yes.
Yes?
Okay. Yes.
Thanks. Okay. Thank you. Let me put your vote. Okay. So it's approved till no objection. The next is she's Tatiana Trupina. She's from Russia, even she's living in Germany. She's from Russia, and she's an expert in cybercrime and cybersecurity. Maybe if you remember in the not the last UNOCIRES meeting, but the one before in 2013. And she's also involved in CCWG in that working party for maybe. So I think, Robin, you know her. She is a known entity. I think she even published a book on cybersecurity. So. Tapani?
Yeah, I remember. She's been around. I know the face. A bit difficult to tell, but what actually is behind her interest. But yeah, I don't see any reason to object. So, yeah, yes. From what I remember, I met her some other time, so don't remember much. But I think if she, unless my memory fails, yeah, she's very often. Oh, yes.
Yeah, thanks, Tapani. And I think, Rudy, you voted yes, too. Thanks. Okay. So she's approved too. Thanks, guys. It was really straightforward. So let's move. So let's move to organization. We've got several. So the first one, so please go to the tab number 2. The first one is Internet Association of Kazakhstan. I think that person was, I'm not sure, I need to check if he was in, ICANN meeting last time in Buenos Aires or not. I need to check. As a fellow, so he attended our presentation.
And just looking at the members of this Internet Association of Kazakhstan looks a bit commercial set of members. Ask me what kind of telecommunications companies, media companies.
Okay. Multi-stakeholder organization.
Yeah. When I look at the list of the members in the IIK.kz, I can find a member list, and hard to find anything non-commercial in that list. Okay, some maybe, but...
So, I guess this is clearly we need to ask for... Oh, it says it's designed to unite all participants in the market of internet service. Okay, well... So at least maybe we can give chance in to clarify about the non-commercial side, but it sounds that's not it's not clear here, definitely.
Yeah, I definitely want at least clarification of how is non-commercial interest, because it seems to me that they are mostly commercial interests and the member list anyway.
Okay. That makes sense.
Well,
well, they probably will get their funding coming from these organizations. Kazakhstan, I can imagine that it's not easy to survive as an NGO, and that you need quite a lot of funding coming from other structures, and most probably a lot of will be commercial entities. When you see the mission, they are trying to do something for the internet community in Kazakhstan. So, yeah, but let's ask some more details, maybe.
Yeah, if you look at the activity list, the business dimensions is a long part of that. So,
I think we need to.
Yes, it's a bit unclear because in countries like Kazakhstan, it may not so be easy to, as Rudy said, it's definitely not obvious that they may be have this kind of business just for funding purposes or whatever. But
I mean, we want to clarify anyway. We give this opportunity to clarify about non-commercial interest, non-commercial nature, about the membership. I mean, if we can get more details, maybe give us better way to assess. I mean, so anyway, we'll give this opportunity to clarify. So let's ask several questions. So Marian, please take note of this. Clarify about the non-commercial interest, non-commercial nature, the membership, maybe mission. So
when I look, I know the face of that person. When you look in the president of the association, it's a face that I think we have seen a few times at ICANN meetings.
Yes, I think he was he was in Buenos Aires as an ICANN fellow. So.
Okay.
Okay, so we need to check for this case. The next... Ivorian Initiative for Evaluation, Ivory Coast, Côte d'Ivoire. So, okay, please take note of the description.
Now, looking at the website, it looks very promising. I don't see it. What appears to be perfect for NCSG, but even though it's French, but I don't really speak, but relying on Google Translation.
Well, well, I had contact with them, and they're typical African organizations that are trying to help the community in different parts of technology. And that's what they are actually focusing on.
I think there is English version, no?
Yeah, there is. You can subscribe to the English part.
There's an English version of the website with very little information there.
Okay.
Yeah, well.
Côte
d'Ivoire is French. Ivory Coast is really a French region.
Yes.
Well, I speak French, but how to say, it's kind of, the description is quite a little bit vague. I mean, you cannot really assess, but like it's talking about, well, what is it? It's hard to find in about here. It's talking about evaluation in project. So, what is about presentation? So, what to say?
It's a quite new organization. I think they exist for 3 years or something like that. Two or three years. Quite new.
Okay, so what it's saying is that it has as objective to create, framework for thinking, sharing, exchange, and promoting of evaluation and management as a toolkit for performance in implementing projects, programs, and public policy. As a service, I think they have training. Well, no, there is no training. Okay.
Yeah, the services section is actually empty. They have subsections like training offers, but they don't really have any. So it seems there's not all that much activity, but
many area are empty. So okay, they have news.
Definitely a small organization, as they say.
Yeah, as I said, they exist for 2 or 3 years, if I'm not wrong. I think he was a fellow in Singapore.
Okay. What do you think?
Doesn't seem to be commercial in any sense, and the mission is, at least as I can tell, well within NCSG remit, so. Yeah, I think my title was yes, I don't see any reason not to.
Okay. Robin?
Yes, I don't see any reason to not approve it.
Sorry, I cannot hear you well, Robin. Can you speak up more louder?
Yes, I vote to approve.
Okay, so yes, okay. Yes, so yeah, approve it. I mean, I don't think, I mean, anyway, they are doing anything harmful. the next. I mean, one sec. I think Internet Society in Nepal, I thought they are already a member. If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I was thinking about that too. It sounds familiar, certainly. It certainly sounds familiar. I'm going to have to check.
Yeah, because I remember someone did the check-in for the election, so from Nepal.
Yeah, he's listed on NPOC website as a member.
Yeah. I don't know why it came back.
Maybe he liked it. It's a lot of fun to apply again. I mean,
that's they already a member, and that's it.
I see a reason, because the person it's put as the name is different from the previous representative. So,
okay. Yep. So
maybe I think representative is Bikram, but here is Babu. Okay. Maybe there was some confusion about this. Maybe there was change in leadership, and you know, once it changed representative. So
but now Bikram is listed an additional representative. So maybe they think they need to reapply when it changed the president or something. But
yeah, it's just we will clarify with them to ask what happened exactly, and just if they want to change representative, we can do that. I mean, they don't need to reapply. Okay.
Yeah.
I think this is a good sample that we need to be more clear in with regards to changes of leadership or representatives. Even if it's the second representative, I think we need to have a clear definition on how to proceed so that we avoid having this applicant.
Yeah, it would be. It will be clearer in the future, but in this case, we just tell them that they are already a member and ask for whatever is changing your representatives. There is no need to reapply.
Okay. The next. Row number 5, Association for Los Derechos Civil. I think that means the Association for Civil Rights. Agustina Caligari. I think she was an ICANN meeting. I remember her.
Yeah.
And so she was interested to join and to get involved. So I see that she got an organization and to represent it. So that's the mission.
It looks very good to me, at least, when looking at their website. And this description.
Yeah, I remember that she has interest even in privacy, and she as the person. But yeah, this is an organizational membership anyway. Right? But yeah, I think she sounds okay for me. Even now, I'm trying to access to the website. So, could you access to the website, because I have some problem too?
Yep. Yeah, the website is accessible, except that when you ask the English person, it still says in Spanish.
Yeah, but use Google Translate already. It looks very good to me. Amen.
No, but the person was in Buenos Aires at the meeting and participated in several discussions even.
I think she's coming to, or she was at the next gen. I think she was coming at next gen. So. Okay, so yes, I think Robin also voted yes. Rudy?
Yes.
Okay.
some things is sometimes quite weird in these fields.
Okay. So, yes, I think she is approved. So, yes. Okay. The next. International Youth Action Against Terrorism from Kenya.
This is a bit worrisome. I'm trying to figure out what they actually want to do with ICANN. I would like to ask besides for the funding, but also how do they see ICANN as relevant to their mission?
Okay.
Because ICANN is not really anti-terrorist organization or doing things like that, so I'm not quite sure I understand the point here. Some kind of clarification would be useful.
Okay. Thanks, Stephanie.
I agree with Tipani. I'm concerned about their relationship to government, and you know, a lot of times these organizations are funded by government, and you know that their work is fine. I don't mean to say that's like a bad thing. It just means that they don't belong in the non-commercial. Is all. So we need to find out more about the organization, their mission, how it relates to ICANN, how they're funded, etc. Thank you.
Okay. Rudy?
Well, I'm trying to remember the person who applied for membership. Was a person that was also, I'm not sure, but I think it was a fellow. I remember that I had a discussion in Buenos Aires on cyber terrorism. As I was involved in the European Commission project on cyber terrorism for 3 years, and we had some exchanges with African countries like Kenya and Nigeria. I can't remember. Let's try to figure out where it comes from again.
Okay. I mean, you can check the website, but to talk about chapter and so on, it's not clear what kind of structure they have or what kind of membership. But save, register, etc. Okay, we can ask. I mean, then if we can do it quickly, I guess we can do the review again by through mailing list if you agree. So since it's just about getting more information. Okay, we can go with that. So more information. Any other question you would like to ask? Sorry, so it's better to ask once, not to do back and forth. Okay. The next Society for Appraisal and Women Empowerment in Rural Areas, Sawara, from Pakistan. Okay.
Get a a page under construction, so I'm not even getting an active website at the URL supplied by the applicant. So I'm just wondering if this is a real organization or what.
Yeah, I agree on that. And then if you look at the WHOIS data on that Savara.org, it's registered to Savara Incorporated in the U.S., which is a bit suspicious to me. Maybe it's just a practical arrangement, but still, I would like to ask it. What is behind this?
Okay, you didn't access it to the website, so you see that there is no website, just the domain name. And okay, What do you want to ask exactly?
So what's the relation with Savara Incorporated that has registered their domain?
Oh, okay.
US corporation. So what's the relationship with that and what that actually is?
Okay, I understand.
And the company description says that the primary business activity of this firm is personal credit institutions. That's not exactly sound like non-commercial to me.
Well, we think the best thing is that we ask, give some clarification. I don't remember the information on that person anyway.
It's the wrong website address, but we must clarify that because I think corporation that owns Savara.org now does not sound like non-commercial to me.
Oh, she is deputy director at the Ministry of Commerce in Pakistan.
Okay, that makes things maybe more complicated. Okay, so Tapani, what you wanted to ask exactly? So,
what's the relationship? Yeah, I want to ask what's the relationship between the organization and this Savara Incorporated in the U.S. that owns their website, the domain name.
Okay. Any other question that you would like to add? Okay, Mariam, did you take note of this so we can move on to the next one? Okay. The next is public knowledge. Well, I think I reached this organization. It's quite active one in the United States. It's based in D.C. And I think maybe you know some person from there, Jean Kimmelman and Carolina Rossini. Probably you saw her. She's quite active in Best Beats. And they even submitted comments about the stewardship transition proposal and the ICANN accountability proposal. That so they are following close what's happening here in ICANN. And I had a chat with Melanie Penagos. So they are quite interested, and I encouraged them to join. So So to see that Robin and Tafani vote yes. Rudy?
Well, I'm trying to look into their report from 2010 to have an idea how where they get their money. It looks quite professional structure and organization. I see. Susan Crawford is a member of the directors.
They are quite active in Washington, D.C. as the main NGO there.
Yep, okay.
Thanks, Rudy. Okay. So, are you okay?
Yep.
Okay, so this is approved, pending no objection. Okay, so let's move to some pending applications that just have to follow up. Okay.
Just a question, Mariam. Just a question, Mariam.
Yeah,
are these all the applications that have been entered till today or yesterday?
Up till today.
Okay.
Okay. Everything is okay. I mean, any problem?
Yeah.
Okay. So we will reactivate the notification to the EC list just for information, so we can know when an application just was submitted. So going to the next third tab, end the review individual. So row number two, Sofia Garushka from Ukraine. It sounds that's no response, and okay. Now this is the case of no response after we send email, and this is she's a part of those that group of Ukrainian that they submitted. I mean, submitted this all at the same period. So no response since then. I guess just reject and move on. That's just my opinion. So looking to hear from you guys.
Agreed. No response, reject.
Okay. Thanks, Stephanie. Rudy, Robin?
Yeah, I agree.
Anybody who doesn't respond is... Pardon me, sorry.
Rudy?
Yes, as Stephanie said also, yeah. When no information, we should skip the applicant.
So it's rejected, okay. The next one, Julio Cesar Paldarema from Argentina. He was contacted, but sounds no information. The bunny?
Rafi, can you remind me what our timeline is, if you will, for how long we wait, and if they don't get back to us, we say, okay, you know, your application is denied. I'm just trying to remember what our how much time
I think. How to say? Yeah, what we thought is we sent email about to ask a question. If there is no response, we say reject. However, we give like kind of 1 month window time in the rejection. If they just reply, we can kind of get it back, but. I think it didn't happen. So, I mean, if someone didn't respond to the first, second email, that's really unlikely to respond. But that's how we do. So we give time.
Yeah, and these have had only 2 weeks more.
Yeah, I mean, what we please go ahead, Rob. Can you repeat, Robin? I had a hard time to hear you.
I'm sorry. So would you say it's about a month's time that we give them to respond before they receive the initial rejection letter from us?
What I think is just we send them rejection and say, but if you respond, we can, I mean, get back. And this kind of cases. For other, we wait like 1 month. This is because quite close, but we can do that. Yes, we can wait. I mean, we can send a reminder and wait for another 2 weeks, I guess. That's why Mariam is keeping the timestamp here so we can figure out.
Okay, thanks.
I mean, okay, so let's for this. Mariam, please send a reminder for him. If he don't reply, so it should be within 2 weeks, which is quite large already. So he could be rejected for the next time the EC do the review. No, the first one, no. The first one, it's quite old. It's not just, she applied since July or so. Okay. The third one, we don't need. That's just asking why he applied again. And mistake, thought he hadn't applied. Okay, why not? Things happen. Yeah. So the next, number five, Samuel Akinsula from Botswana. I think he responded. Just to check, Mariam, he replied to you or what?
No, he didn't reply because the info, the comment that was for LinkedIn URL not resolving. I went ahead and did a bit of research and found the correct link.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, because I've seen that person in South Africa in Johannesburg a few months ago as I was at the AFICTA Third Summit, and it's a person who is really willing to join CSG in an individual capacity. He was willing to join NPOC, but he can't as he is an individual. So I said, yeah, we have to subscribe and then we'll see. You can at least start as an individual.
Okay.
Yeah, it looks good, and we don't have too many members from Botswana, that's for sure.
No, yeah. And he's quite young. It's a guy who is he's a member of the AFICTA, and he is involved in ICT, is doing a lot of education training for elder people in Botswana to use internet. He's quite an impressive person.
Okay, I'll vote yes for him.
Thanks. Thanks, Stefani. Rudy?
Yes.
Robin?
I vote yes.
Okay. He's approved then. Okay. So the next one, it was the cooker. This is the case that he forget, I think, his first name. So he's referred by Farzana and check it with her, so she knows him in person. And maybe Mariam recall, he responded quickly when we sent him the email, so.
Yeah, and an alumni fellow too, so.
Okay. You are quick, guys. You voted already, yes. So, okay. So, it's approved then. The next that was the case that we asked several questions. So, maybe check with Mariam. Did you get answer from him?
Yes. There's a response there that I've included.
Oh, yeah.
On the additional comments, there is a response.
Yeah, I'm happy with that response.
Mm-hmm.
Good enough for me.
Okay. I see that Rudy votes yes. Roman?
I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. So, so I think we assume that he approved it. Okay. Okay, that's all, guys. That's all for the application review. That's good. That's good, in particular, before Dublin meeting. Good. Okay, thanks for this. So I think we can move maybe to the next item. It's more kind of general discussion, but it's more really, I think, For the executive committee to think maybe kind of timeline and how we improve membership management, I think there will be some good news soon. Personally, as my term is going to end in 3 weeks, so it's a little bit hard for me to say what things the executive committee should commit, but I think we can at least start the discussion from here and keep it in Dublin, and after, I think, maybe you can set a timeline and action plan that agreed by everyone, and we got consensus on that. So, okay. Someone want to comment, or?
Well, I would propose that we take care of that in Dublin in a face-to-face meeting. It would be much easier than having these chats on online, because it's much easier if you have the stuff in front of you and you can more easily point to elements that we need to improve. For instance, the Excel sheets are so ugly to handle and difficult to handle. I had to swap 7 times before I could even enter into the row of the last one we wanted to validate. We need to find another way, because this is really not very helpful to do the screening and evaluation. At the other side, we need also to figure out how to better identify the people, because it looks like each time we need to figure out who is that person, where does that come from. It takes a lot of effort, so there is space for improvement, I think.
Yeah, there's quite a lot of improvement, but nothing much we can do about it here. It's very difficult to do in one teleconference, but we'll work on that. I think we'll try to write down these issues and have a meeting in Dublin. Really, face-to-face is indeed much easier.
Okay. I mean, it's not a problem for me. I think if we start to list all issues that we want to fix, we try to improve the form. I think we can keep improving it. With regard to make it more easy, I mean, in terms of management and review, as I explained before, I was in discussion with Chris in terms of to get a full membership management system, and I think we can get an update for Dublin with a proposal, clear solution that can be implemented. However, just we need kind of to work out in some details. So when we get that proposal and clear details, that will be up to the executive committee to see if we can go with that or if you want to find other solutions. So I worked with him for several months. There are a lot of room for improvement, and hopefully that will make the whole process more, streamlined. Yeah. And it will be up to you, Tafani, to to manage that. So,
lots of that's what. Well, I got my work cut out for me, and that. We'll see.
I mean, I think we try to improve, and there was improvement. I think in the term of application review time, I think we learned a lot of how we can make things move more quickly with having those regular calls. Because we can make decision quickly. Improving the application form, I think that experiment showed that if we ask from the beginning the members, I mean the applicants, to put information, that shortened the time. So there are still room. We can always improve. I guess what maybe Rudy highlighted is the way how we visualize the information. It's not really now about the information themselves, but how to visualize them to make it more easy to make decisions. So it's kind of, we are going, it's iterative process, and I think we will reach some, at some level of improvement soon. So, okay. I reserved a room in Dublin. I think the meeting at 7:30. I'm sorry, guys. It's really hard to find times. It will be on Wednesday. So it can be a good opportunity to kick off such discussion. But it will be helpful if you have all these issues, so we can prepare the issue list and so on. So we have some preparation before Dublin meeting, and so we can have kind of more action-oriented discussion in Dublin, if you agree with this.
Rafik, on what day is it?
Wednesday.
What time?
Wednesday. 7:30. I'm not sure I will be able, because there is an overlap of meetings, and they are requesting to have a meeting at seven even on Wednesday morning. Let me check. But if it's a room with a bar or a breakfast, like Robin is requesting, well, yeah, always helpful.
I always request the breakfast, but it can be tricky. And yes, yes, Robin. Robin, just about the membership platform, I think we will get it. We made a lot of progress here. We get the budget and so on, but just we need to agree and to see if it's really suitable for us, because it's not just will be only for NCAG and POC and CAC, but it will be used by BC, IPC and so on. It's the funny thing that me pushing ICANN staff, it worked somehow to get traction that other groups may get interested. So, anyway, I'm sorry, guys, for a breakfast morning meeting. It's really tricky to find time in an ICANN schedule, and Dublin schedule is just crazy one. I mean, so maybe we can figure out what the best time for. But yeah. Okay. So I guess we got the plan, and we agree on it. So please let's make the list of issues and to give the discussion. And just as maybe an update from my side, also worked with Juan in terms of how we can clarify about any issues for membership list and so on. And I think now there is better understanding. And we will continue such work, and having Mariam to help us. So I see that we will reach a better result that to make things more easy for everyone. Okay. Is there anything that you want to discuss or talk about? So we have, if you want, we still have 1 hour to go, but... it's up to you if you want to bring your topic.
Sounds like there's nothing much else to talk about. I can't help but being fascinated at big trees in 45-degree angle outside my window.
Okay. So... take care. I mean, you have to leave Finland someday, Tapani. I mean, there are more friendly places in this planet. But okay. So, okay, just to summarize, and hopefully Mariam will send minutes later. So for the applicants, we will wait till next Friday if Klaus has no objection. So we will consider those with the 4 vote yes vote as approved, and then we'll add them to the mailing list and to membership and welcome them. I will send later the information about the EC meeting in Dublin. Hopefully there is no clash. If there is clash, maybe we can figure out. It's just this discussion. If we are all there, I think that's the case. We can even have a meeting informally, and Mariam will be with us anyway, so she can take notes. So to document that. Okay. So yeah, and we will work on improvement in the coming weeks. Yeah. Okay. So thanks, Guy. I mean, just strange. I mean, because this is probably my last executive committee call for NCAG after some years.
Well, we try to keep it easy, Rafik. We try to keep it easy. So as it is like your last one, we don't want to get you too long up at night. Thanks a lot for having done all this work in the past, but we will meet and have some drinks in Dublin.
Thanks, Rudy. Thanks, Vima. Thank you very much. Well, thanks, guys. And then I see you in hopefully in Dublin soon. And yeah, thanks again. So, bye-bye.
Bye. Bye-bye, everybody.
Thank you all. Chuck, you may now stop the recording. Thank you very much.